Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, I've been thinking about the holy days listed in the Bible and the holidays celebrated by mankind. They aren't even remotely similar. I was thinking particularly about Christmas and the birth of our Lord. Can you give us some insight into Christmas and how it came to be and its meaning?
Well, most people who claim Christianity celebrate December 25th as the date of Jesus' birth. Yet many don't understand the biblical or historical truth about it, or they just dismiss it. So I'd like to see if we can get over 22 points that people who keep Christmas don't seem to fully consider, or they, in my view, unnecessarily discount. But starting with the first one, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, God lists his festivals with specific dates. So let me read some of this. The Lord spoke to Moses, speak and say, the feast of the Lord, who proclaimed to be holy convocations. These are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but 7th day is the Sabbath, a solemn rest, a holy convocation. Going down to verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is Feast of Unleavened Bread. If you read the entire list, you don't see birthdays or anything resembling Christmas being pointed to by God for people to observe.
But just because God doesn't say specifically to observe Christmas, does that necessarily mean we can't or shouldn't observe Christmas?
In my second point is in Jeremiah 10, God warns his people not to follow pagan practices such as decorated trees and to worship him. It says, hear the word of the Lord. Do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Don't be dismayed by the signs of heavens, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of this people are futile or vain. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe, they decorate with gold and silver. They fasten it with nails and hammers so it doesn't topple. Then further down, starting in verse 10, 11, God says, but God is the true God. He's the living God. All the nations won't go his way. And you should say to those nations, the gods which have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from these heavens. So God's warning that there's only really one way to go.
Well, this kind of hits you right between the eyes. Sometimes I really need to pay attention to what I read. Please continue.
Third point, nowhere in the Bible is the date of Jesus' birth mentioned, but I just read from Leviticus 23, there are specific dates mentioned for those days. You can read all the New Testament, as well as look for clues in the Old Testament, and nothing points to December 25th to celebrate Christmas. Now, the fourth point, the scripture actually opposes the view that Jesus could have been born in late December. If you go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, starting in verse 1, you can read about a decree that went out from Caesar Augustus about the world to be registered and the census that was to take place. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into Bethlehem, because he was of the lineage of David, to be registered with his wife, who was with child. And she delivered, she brought forth Jesus, wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And at the same time in that country, same part of the country, shepherds were out living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock at night. Now, the Catholic Encyclopedia says the census would have been impossible in winter. So if something's impossible, then obviously it didn't happen in the winter. Also, the shepherds were not spending their nights outside with their flocks that late. They usually stopped doing that in the fall. So if we look at the Bible, we realize Jesus wasn't born anywhere near when people said he was supposed to be born. And furthermore, number five, there's no hint in scripture for God's faithful to observe birthdays. The Jewish historian Josephus said, nay, the law does not permit us to make festivals at the birth of our children. Others have said one of the reasons the Jews don't do this is because not only are there negative occurrences in the Bible regarding it, but also because of the astrological implications. And so astrology people keep birthdays because it's very important to them.
Why is it that the age of every single king of both Israel and Judah is known if they didn't celebrate birthdays?
Well, there's a big difference between knowing when you were born and celebrating the day you were born. And, you know, if we go to the New Testament, by the way, my point six, no one's ever instructed to observe the date of Jesus' birth. The lack of instruction goes along with the fact that the New Testament does not show that Jesus' disciples ever observed the date of his birth. The seventh point is early professors of Christ did not celebrate birthdays either. The Greco-Roman theologian Origen in the third century wrote, "Of all the holy people in the scriptures, no one is recorded to have kept a feast or held a great banquet on his birthday. Only sinners like Pharaoh and Herod who make great rejoicing over the day which they were born." By the way, that quote came from the Catholic Encyclopedia. Also, there's a Roman Catholic historian in the third century named Arnobius, and he's objecting to people doing birthdays because he wrote, "You worship with couches, altars, temples, and by celebrating their games and birthdays, those whom it was fitting that you assail with the keenest hatred." So he was denouncing the celebration of birthdays. So we realized that the bulk of the Greco-Roman Catholics weren't doing it, but the birthdays of various pagan deities were being celebrated throughout the Roman Empire. And early professors of Christ didn't want to imitate pagans. And that leads to the eighth point. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10, starting verse 19, wrote, "What am I saying? Is an idol anything? What's offered to an idol anything? It says, no, rather the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowships with demons. Cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" Now, I read something from somebody who used to not celebrate things like Christmas and Halloween. And he said, "Oh, is your faith so weak that you can't celebrate this?" Well, actually, the Apostle Paul has said, don't take that chance. Do not provoke the Lord to jealousy by incorporating pagan worship. And as far as being pagan, point number nine, the sun god Mithras allegedly was born on December 25th, as that was a season that was being celebrated as the rebirth of the sun. And point 10, pagans celebrated the sun god Mithras and the god of agriculture, Saturn, in late December each year with lights, wreaths, parties, and gift giving. And when my wife and I were in Sri Lanka many years ago, we noticed Christmas lights all over the place. And I thought, oh, are these people Catholic or Protestant? No, they're Buddhists and Hindus.
So Christmas was actually being observed centuries before Jesus was born?
Yes. But as far as my 11th point, 2 centuries after Jesus was born, the Greco-Roman historian Tertullian wrote that people in what we would call the Eastern Roman Catholic churches, they were using wreaths, lights, and giving gifts in late summer, just like the heathen. He said, you know, they wouldn't do our days. Why should we do theirs? And, you know, the pagan worship really is the reason for the season. Point 12, Tertullian condemned those practices as demonic and idolatrous. And he further wrote that those who professed Christ should not honor pagan gods in their worship. Then forwarding a bit further, point 13, the pagan Emperor Constantine worshiped the sun god Mithras, and he celebrated Jesus' birth on December 25th, starting in 336 AD, because he'd always been celebrating Mithras' birthday then. Point 14, Roman pontiffs followed, not the Bible, but Emperor Constantine's lead, and in 354 AD, Pope Liberius, or Bishop of Rome then, ordered the people to celebrate Jesus' birth on December 25th, which means they weren't doing it before. Point 15, the anti-Semite Bishop of Constantinople, John Chrysostom, he, by the way, opposed biblical holidays, holy days, he got December 25th to be celebrated in his area at 395. So point 16 is because of its late adoption, it should be obvious that Christmas is not, quote, part of the faith once for all delivered to, for the saints, which Jude wrote that we're supposed to contend for. Certainly, we're not supposed to contend for Christmas on December 25th, because that didn't happen until 3 centuries after Jesus was resurrected. Point 17 is a word for Christmas in Old English. This was called Christmas. We didn't start to see this word until 1038, more or less became Christmas in the 12th century, so it certainly didn't come from the Bible. The 18th point is the liturgy of the early Christian church service did not resemble modern Greco-Roman mass services. Holding a mass is not what early Christians would have done, and Roman Catholic writers will tell you that liturgy, the original liturgy, isn't like what they do now. Point 19, the quote, 12 days of Christmas originally came from the 12 days of Yuletide, which began at sunset on December 20th. It was also known as Mother Night, and ended on December 31, the night of the Oak King. So there's right and wrong ways to do things. And the Bible in Deuteronomy 12, verse 8 says, we're not supposed to do as they were doing there, every man what's right in his own eyes. What are we supposed to do? Verse 25, do what's right in the sight of the Lord, which regarding holy days would be those that are listed in the Bible, such as Leviticus 23. In modern times, Wiccans or witches, they still keep Yule. And by the way, the Roman Catholic Saint Boniface obtained the abolition of Yule logs from Pope Gregory in the 8th century, yet many still do it today. As far as my 20th point, mistletoe came from the pagan Druids. My 21st point, Roman Catholics, by the way, originally condemned Protestantism as a Tannenbaum religion because they had Christmas trees. And now the Vatican endorses those. As a matter of fact, a couple of times my family and I have been to Vatican City in December or January, we see Christmas trees up in Vatican City, and they used to condemn those. So obviously it was not an original practice. And the last point, or one of my last points, is point 22. It's wrong to bear false witness, including telling lies about the mythological Santa Claus. Christmas is not biblical, nor a truly Christ-centered holiday. It's sentimental, and it's a commercialized pagan tradition.
Dr. Teal, can you give us some biblical verses that relate to this topic?
Well, Christmas focuses on the wrong thing. Jesus said in John 24:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And he also warned in Mark 7:7, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And of course, it's vain and bearing false witness to deceive people about Santa Claus. It's wrong to say Jesus was born when he wasn't born. And you say, well, it's okay to add days. Well, in Deuteronomy 12:32, the Bible says, whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it or take away from it. God did not command us to keep pagan days that the Gentiles added. Well, the Apostle Paul, in the book of Ephesians, warned us that we're not supposed to walk the way of the Gentiles. They've had their understanding darkened, and we haven't learned that way in Christ. We're supposed to put on truth and do it God's ways. Christians are supposed to put off pagan ways and live according to truth, not longing for improper traditions. I'd like to mention that the foundation of Christmas is demonic paganism as well as lies. Now, in the last book of the Bible, here's something Jesus had recorded. Revelation 22, starting verse 14. Blessed are those who do God's commandments, do what God says, that they may have the right to the tree of life and enter the gates of the city. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, blah, 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 and idolaters, and whosoever loves and practices a lie. Christmas is a lie. Which are you? Are you one who keeps God's commandments, or one who prefers the idolatrous lie about Christmas?
Thank you, Dr. Teal. Thank you, Dr. Teal. Today, our free literature is, should you observe God's holy days or demonic holidays? To receive a free copy of this literature, just go to our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net, click on the free literature tab in the upper left corner, and scroll until you find the free online booklet. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.